Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
No atonement. Apart from the blood and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness, Hebrews 9:22. Many people with oxygen to breathe and food to consume have died nonetheless. The problem, insufficient blood to transport oxygen and nutrients to the rest of the body. In short, no blood, no life. Do you see a spiritual analogy in that? Take away the blood of Christ, and there can be no spiritual life. For sins to be covered, blood must be spilled. And that requirement was met by Jesus on the cross. Charles Spurgeon paints a picture in words of that life-giving sacrifice. Walk with Charles Spurgeon, who from 1834 to 1892 was the most beloved British preacher of his time. By no means can sin be pardoned without atonement. Clearly, there is no hope for me outside of Christ, for there is no other blood shedding which is worth a thought as an atonement for sin. All people are on a level as to their need for him. Even if we are moral, generous, amiable, or patriotic, the rule will not be altered to make an exception for us. It will yield to nothing less potent than the blood of him whom God has set forth as a satisfaction for sin. Persons of merely formal religion cannot understand how we can rejoice that all our sins are forgiven for Christ's sake. Their works, prayers, and ceremonies give them very poor comfort, and well may they be uneasy, for they are neglecting the one great salvation and are endeavoring to get forgiveness without blood. Today's New Testament reading is Hebrews chapter 9, verses 11 through 28.
But when Christ came as high priest of the good things that are now already here, he went through the greater and more perfect tabernacle that is not made with human hands, that is to say, is not part of this creation. He did not enter by means of the blood of goats and calves, but he entered the most holy place once for all by his own blood, thus obtaining eternal redemption. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a heifer sprinkled on those who are ceremonially unclean sanctify them so that they are outwardly clean. How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God. For this reason, Christ is the mediator of a new covenant, that those who are called may receive the promised eternal inheritance, now that he has died as a ransom to set them free from the sins committed under the first covenant. In the case of a will, it is necessary to prove the death of the one who made it, because a will is in force only when somebody has died. It never takes effect while the one who made it is living. This is why even the first covenant was not put into effect without blood. When Moses had proclaimed every command of the law to all the people, he took the blood of calves together with water, scarlet wool, and branches of hyssop, and sprinkled the scroll in all the people. He said, "This is the blood of the covenant, which God has commanded you to keep." In the same way, he sprinkled with the blood both the tabernacle and everything used in its ceremonies. In fact, the law requires that nearly everything be cleansed with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. It was necessary then for the copies of the heavenly things to be purified with these sacrifices, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these. For Christ did not enter a sanctuary made with human hands that was only a copy of the true one. He entered heaven itself, now to appear for us in God's presence. nor did he enter heaven to offer himself again and again the way the high priest enters the most holy place every year with blood that is not his own. Otherwise, Christ would have had to suffer many times since the creation of the world. But he has appeared once for all at the culmination of the ages to do away with sin by the sacrifice of himself. Just as people are destined to die once, and after that to face judgment, so Christ was sacrificed once to take away the sins of many, and he will appear a second time, not to bear sin, but to bring salvation to those who are waiting for him.
Make these words of hymnist William Cowper the basis for your prayer of praise today. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners, plunged beneath that flood, lose all their guilty stains. Dear dying Lamb, thy precious blood shall never lose its power, till all the ransomed church of God be saved to sin no more.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.